This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris
and nobody.
We've got lots to discuss here tonight. If we get the chance, the poor, poor Michigan cops say marijuana legalization's made their jobs harder. But first, I would say a more important story, and that is the latest on what's going on with 3D printable gun blueprints in the United States. There has been a push at the federal government level to prohibit the distribution of these blueprints. And if I recall correctly, there was like a federal agency, I don't know if it's mentioned in this story, it was like the IAEA or something like that, that this federal law or agency or whatever, essentially, to kind of sum up, you know, my rudimentary understanding of this thing, it basically says that you can't export weapons without governmental permission to other countries from the United States. It's basically what the set of rules
says. That's right. They consider it to be ammunition.
Yeah, and so they, it's also the idea is they don't want, you know, gun manufacturers in the United States doing business with the supposed enemies of the United States. So you're not allowed to send guns to places around the world.
It's actually more complicated. There's actually treaties, from what I understand, that require it or something to that effect.
Oh, really?
It's something to do with limiting, you know, like weapons of war or something. I'm not really sure what that means.
Well, they don't want the weapons of war to get into the hands of the people they don't agree with.
Right, and it seems kind of insane because, we actually sell these weapons to other governments all the time, right? And
you sell weapons to governments?
Yeah, you got me on that one. Sorry.
You mean the U.S. government?
The U.S. government sells weapons to...
Sometimes they just give them away.
And to really evil governments, we're talking Saudi Arabia, Israel, countries with body counts that are mind-boggling.
With oppression of humans, yeah, for sure.
Right now Saudi Arabia is engaged in a genocide in Yemen. People don't talk about it very much. I don't understand why.
So... This set of rules, this exporting of weapons, they said, also prohibited the exporting of the plans for weapons, meaning the free speech of plans, right? You write stuff down, you
things
have diagrams.
Say how weapons work.
Yeah, that's what a 3D printable gun is. It's just a set of plans that you can then import into your 3D printer, and then it prints the parts, you put the parts together, and you put a firing pin in, and you've got a gun.
Right.
Basically, this is how the first gun they came out with was the what they call the Liberator. So then Cody Wilson and Defense Distributed, who's the company that created the Liberator and the plans, and they've got other gun plans as well that you can use in their Ghost Gunner machines, they fought this. They fought this ruling, and so for the time where they were fighting it, they had to take down, under a court injunction, they had to take down the plans from their website. They ended up winning that case, putting the plans back up, but there was some sort of provision where they had to, like, make it so you had to pay for the plans. Like, they couldn't just give them away or something
that.
You remember that?
I remember that.
So they would, like, accept any donation of any amount, basically, and then give you the plans. And, of course, once you have the plans, you can do whatever you want with them, presumably. Now, that's not legal advice, but that's what people would do. They would, like, share the torrents online, for instance. In fact, we were even seeding the torrents here at the Free Talk Live studio for some amount of time. Federal judge, this is the story from CBSNews.com. You sent it to me, Chris. Your phone was not supporting this CBS News
article. I don't know
what's
going on. I just started acting.
CBS is a garbage site. It's one of the worst.
It might just be the website that's causing my phone to be.
I believe it.
Yeah.
It's just their editing's terrible in a lot of cases, and I imagine their web support isn't that much better.
Yeah.
So a federal judge in Seattle apparently has ruled, and this is from 2 days ago, has ruled illegal the Trump administration's decision to allow a Texas company to post blueprints online for their 3D printed guns. Judge Robert Lesnick of the U.S. District Court in Seattle said his ruling the administration violated federal law with its July 2018 decision for failing to notify Congress in advance and failing to provide a, quote, reasoned explanation, unquote, of the change in previous policy. The July 2018 State Department reversed an earlier decision made under the Obama administration to ban posting of the gun blueprints. The Obama State Department had deemed the blueprints to be in violation of federal export laws, as they were downloaded by people outside the United States soon after the Trump State Department changed tack on that. 19 states and Washington, D.C. sued the Trump administration to block the reversal and keep the free gun blueprints off the Internet. Well, guess what? It's too late! The blueprints have been on the Internet since the first day they were released, which was before they were prohibited.
The crazy thing is that it doesn't matter what this ruling states, because ultimately the plans are already available internationally.
That's right.
And nobody would post to a U.S. server if they were wanting to distribute the new blueprints for a new gun or whatever else it was, because they already know the U.S. is going to crack down on it. So they just will play, they'll just post them elsewhere or post them torrent or whatever, so they don't have to.
Post them outside of the United States. Make sure your server isn't located within the United States jurisdiction, and you should be all right.
And it's not even like this is constitutional anyway. It's the same thing that we had with encryption, where it was considered an ammunition, and they restricted its export, but then, of course, they published somebody, I forget, the GPG, or the PGP guy.
Zimmerman
published a book, and he just exported the book, because very clearly, it's speech. It's a speech issue.
This isn't a gun issue. This is a speech issue. It's because it's just plans.
Right. There's nothing manufactured yet. It's just the plans for it, which is very clearly speech.
Judge Lesnick issued a restraining order in the summer of 2018 to ban the continued free online distribution of the instructions to print the difficult-to-detect untraceable guns. But Cody Wilson, the gun rights campaigner and owner of Defense Distributed, which is the company that publishes the blueprints, had used a loophole since that order to keep distributing his computer-aided gun plans, or computer-aided design CAD gun plans, albeit in a more limited manner. Lesnick's restraining order barred the free publication of the blueprints, temporarily blocking the State Department's move to allow the online postings, but Wilson was still allowed to sell the files to U.S. residents individually, so he still couldn't sell them outside of the United States.
I wonder what happens if he had just linked to a server like overseas. Would that be criminal as well?
Good question. We know they've put people in prison over linking.
They have.
Barrett Brown, I think,
was
his name.
But it's absolutely absurd because it's not being distributed at that point from the United States. And that's a speech issue. Telling somebody where something can be found is
a speech, clearly.
Beyond any kind of, you cannot deny that that's not a speech. Obviously, it's a speech. It's exactly what it is.
In his decision issued on Tuesday of this week, Lesnick noted the State Department's prior position regarding the need to regulate 3D printed firearms and the CAD files used to manufacture them, and said that federal law required the administration, quote, to do more than simply announce a contrary position, unquote. So he's basically saying they didn't cross all their T's and dot their I's.
Yeah, it's a technical
when
violation.
They undid this thing. He said in lieu of a clear explanation of its change and in opinion, the decision by the Trump State Department represented a, quote, arbitrary and capricious, unquote, violation of the Federal Administrative Procedure Act. So these are bureaucrats just yelling, throwing rules and regulations at one another.
It's bureaucratic nonsense. Does that mean that he can just post an update and then it will magically fix the problem?
It's not clear.
It sounds like it.
Maybe. On Wednesday morning, Attorney General Letitia James of New York, one of the states that sued to overturn their decision, released a statement calling Judge Lesnick's ruling a, quote, vindication of sound decision-making on matters that would have a profound impact on public safety. She said further, without question, the release of step-by-step instructions for the production of untraceable and undetectable firearms would threaten the safety of not only our nation's residents, but people around the globe.
You can already buy guns remanufactured legally. I mean, this is
well, not everywhere.
Ridiculous. Yes, but unless they're going to like have checkpoints at every freaking road from one state to another, you absolutely can go to another state and buy a gun legally.
No, but I mean, internationally, there's a lot of places where you cannot buy a gun legally, and it's not easy. So giving these people in other countries the ability, anyone with a 3D printer, the ability to have a gun is a huge thing for people and their freedoms in other countries, and that's what this woman hates. She doesn't want that. She hates freedom. She's from New York. She's the attorney general there. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. If you're ready to start accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash at your local business, then go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and they can walk you through the steps. It is not complicated at all. It's probably way easier than you think it's going to be. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no fee involved in this process, by the way. So you just go and get signed up, get started. It's super easy. They don't need to know who you are. They don't need your ID. Just create an account. Hook up your cryptocurrency wallet to that account and start accepting crypto of your choice at your place of business. It's pretty handy. And like I said, it's free to get started there at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. As we continue talking about the latest from Defense Distributed, or the latest that's happening to Defense Distributed, I guess we should say, with the federal government, federal district judge in, I think it was Washington State, ruling that essentially these plans that Defense Distributed has been putting out there for 3D printed guns, like the Liberator, should no longer be allowed to be distributed because the Trump administration, when reversing a previous ruling, didn't jump through all the legal hoops necessary to properly, legally announce that reversal. So therefore, the reversal has now been reversed again, and it's once again prohibited, apparently, to distribute these plans online, at least for the moment. It was a decision that was lauded by the New York Attorney General Letitia James, who says that the release of step-by-step instructions for the production of untraceable and undetectable firearms would threaten the safety of not only our nation's residents, but people around the globe. Well, it seems to me the opposite's actually true. Being able to have an untraceable, undetectable firearm would enhance the safety of people around the globe because they could use it to defend themselves against somebody who was trying to destroy their lives.
Whereas the existence of the United States government, on the other hand, endangers the public safety both in America and abroad.
Absolutely true. The court ultimately found the Trump administration acted arbitrarily and capriciously when they decided to move forward with this plan, and we agree, she says, speaking on behalf of New York State. The lawsuit filed by New York and other states that resulted in this ruling argued the printed guns represent a clear threat to law enforcement officers, as they can be produced in private, avoiding licensing and security checks, and by default, they cannot be traced.
Hmm.
And that's indeed the benefit of these guns, is that they don't know how many of them there are. The plans for these guns have been out there for years. The Liberator came out, what, 2013?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been at least a decade since these things came out. The government has done very little to stop the spread of these plans. They can pull. All they're doing is symbolically pulling this stuff off of one website.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they've been able to accomplish here, and pat themselves on the back and act like they're saving the lives of law enforcement and other people around the planet. There was no immediate reaction from the Justice Department to the ruling. New York Times quoted a State Department official saying the ruling was being studied at this point. Wilson and Defense Distributed have argued that printing the gun blueprints online falls within First Amendment protected free speech. An attorney for the company told the New York Times that it would, quote, be appealing and fully expects a swift reversal of last night's ruling, which is what they had to do last time. They had to appeal the previous decision, and they, I believe, did win on appeal. Chad Flores, lawyer for Defense Distributed, said, quote, with today's unprecedented ruling, a few rogue state officials have commandeered the State Department to do their unconstitutional bidding nationwide. So the good news here is that Defense Distributed is alive and well. As we reported recently, not only have they brought back Cody Wilson to help operate the company again after the state of Texas tried to lock him away for 20-plus years in prison, and thankfully were not successful at that, they are back, and they're actually offering the Ghost Gunner 3 now. So, you know, they're doing well. They've sold completely out of the Ghost Gunner 2. They're on to the third iteration of an amazing piece of hardware that allows people to build their own guns without any permission slips from the government, without any serial numbers or any traceability. And it's a beautiful thing.
I'll tell you, I wish they had a million of these machines in Hong Kong right now.
Yeah, what's going on out there? I saw some headlines that things are
getting pretty... fighting with bows and arrows, and they built a catapult that they're flinging gasoline bombs with. Yeah, and I'm just thinking, oh, you poor brave fools! If you just had guns,
right?
You know, I mean, they're going to get massacred sooner or later by the Chinese government. I don't see any other way that this is going to play out in the long run. And that's going to be our best answer from now on. Whenever they say, why do you need AR-15s? Look at what happened to Hong Kong.
Mm. Yeah, it'll be interesting if it didn't end as you've described. It is interesting though, if the people do continue to stand up, I mean, they're going to have to effectively, I mean, China will have to commit massacre. They have to.
There's a huge number of people in Hong Kong that support the protesters.
Such a substantial number, but if they, but it sounds like they're going to play it out over the course of maybe the next 30 years. So it may die down, the number of people who are willing to stand up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many...
And we do know that works, that tactic works, because we've seen it.
Yeah, they used it at Tiananmen Square. They killed a whole lot of people, and...
Well, I'm talking about the slow attack, right? Like, if you slowly attack people, you know, the people start walking away, they got jobs to go to, they got...
The government bureaucrats are getting paid to do this.
If they just kind of slowly drag out...
Attrition. War of attrition.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. In fact, I did have a story about Hong Kong in my show prep. This was from a couple days ago, so I don't know if there's been an update on this. Mm. If you know something newer, please let me know. But as of just a couple of days ago on Wednesday, Hong Kong saw another day of travel chaos as violent clashes and a prolonged standoff were occurring at a university campus. So apparently, earlier this week, hundreds of black-clad protesters, many of them students, attempted to block riot police from entering the prestigious and largely isolated Chinese University of Hong Kong. Under a barrage of constant tear gas, protesters hurled bricks and petrol bombs at police.
Yes, I heard about this. This is insane. It's kind of bringing it to that next tier of... when's the war going to begin? Because they're using now weapons.
Well, when do you define it as a war?
Probably when there's some sort of organized fighting force. And
there is an organized fighting force. They've barricaded themselves.
If they've got
this is
bombs.
The university where they built the catapult that I was talking
right.
about. That
they've
I've
got
tested.
They've actually got equipment to fight the police at this point.
They're
so.
Using flaming arrows
right.
now.
And it's not just a few people doing this. This is apparently being done en masse, from what I understand.
There's more on the way here. If you want to share your thoughts, and also if there's an update, we'll check on that too and see what's going on. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I presume this university is also promoting ideas of democracy and things like that. That's why they're basing this fight there. There's more coming up. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Day two of public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump featured a career diplomat, Marie Yovanovitch, said she felt threatened by the president as she detailed the story of being abruptly recalled from her post as U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine. Then the president attacked her with a tweet. The president's tweet said everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad, pointing to the time she spent in war-torn Somalia and in Ukraine, where Trump said the new Ukrainian president spoke unfavorably about her. Yovanovitch disagreed.
I actually think that where I've served over the years, I and others have demonstrably made things better, you know, for the U.S. as well as for the countries that I've served in.
He also defended his decision to pull her from her post, arguing the U.S. president has the absolute right to appoint ambassadors who serve, quote, at the pleasure of the president. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We're telling you a little bit about what's been going on this week in Hong Kong with the ongoing protests and crackdown by the government goons on people that, you know, would like to have more freedom, that would like to not be ruled and dominated by the Chinese government. Of course, the Chinese government would like to go ahead and put this demonstration down and put a stop to it. So they've apparently barricaded, the protesters have barricaded themselves inside a Chinese university in Hong Kong, Chinese University of Hong Kong, near Tai Po, according to CNN's report on this. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Don't forget, coming up in 2020, ForkFest 2020 is slated to occur. Now, there's no official dates, so you can kind of go whenever you want. But a lot of us are going to be going between June 29th and July 5th. And that will mean that for the very first time ever, ForkFest, the decentralized libertarian camping festival here in New Hampshire, is going to be happening on Independence Day. And in fact, Independence Day will be the final full day. It'll be the final night of ForkFest, which is going to be awesome.
Mm.
That is definitely going to be interesting. I am looking forward to it. It was really great this year. I mean, ForkFest has been enjoyable every year, but it's grown every year
as well. It was absolutely fantastic this year. I had a great time. There were lots of vendors selling food for crypto. There were parties going on. It was just, it was wild.
Yep.
We had 500, probably at least 500 people there.
That's a little bit high, I think, but I would say at least 300. So somewhere between those two, I would say is a fair guess. But I'm not good at estimating crowds.
Yeah, I mean, I heard numbers between 500 and 1,000. I think
no way.
I think the 1,000 number is way high, but
yeah, maybe during the Porcupine Freedom Festival it went up to 1,000.
Definitely for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, yeah. It hit 1,000, over 1,000 probably. But I think for ForkFest, it was probably got up to 500.
It's optimistic, but it could have been true.
Yeah, I think the global estimates.
There's no official anything with
other people thought it was around 500.
With ForkFest, you don't really know because there's no tickets. There's no central committee to decide, you know, who shall be allowed and who shall not. You know, there's no control like there is with a lot of these camping festivals out there. So it's very, very cool. Go to ForkFest.party if you want to learn more about the event. There's some links there to a ForkFest chat room on Telegram. There's a ForkFest forum as well. Well, all of this, of course, unofficial. You know, if you don't like the chat room, go ahead and start your own. You know, there's other ways to do things. And the neat thing about ForkFest is each individual who comes to the event gets to decide what to do. So if you want to put on an event at ForkFest, you know, a music series or a speakers stage or whatever, you know, put something together you think people are going to enjoy. It's up to you to do it.
Yeah. Rent the space. Rent the camp space. Or
right.
They have pavilions, too, that you can rent, potentially.
Pavilion?
How do you say that word?
Pavilion.
Yeah, pavilion. That's it. Anyway. But, yeah, you'd have to talk to probably the campground in order.
Yeah, you got to deal with the campground on that. So
and it's not cheap, so I don't know how many.
To rent the pavilion, it's not cheap. But you're probably better off just getting a campsite.
Probably, but yeah.
All right, so check that out, ForkFest.party. So it is not a party in Hong Kong, though, as we're getting back into this story. In fact, we're going to go to the phones where Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line, and he actually was recently in Hong Kong on a tour over there, vacation, I guess. Gene, what's going on?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a cold, so if you see my mic muting, you'll know what's going on.
Gotcha.
I spent one day over there, November 5th, looking for the protest. I didn't find it. But everything seemed to have blown up right after I left because they've had daily protests every single day. they did call it off one day, 2 days ago because the government was supposedly going to have the elections that they were going to have, and then at the end of the day, they changed their mind, said, no, we're not going to, so the protesters came back. Now, the protesters were in the process of cleaning up the streets and getting rid of all of the debris, but then after the government went back on their word, the protesters resumed, and I posted a link to a current video on the Discord that shows how they set up their own food line. They were feeding the students, and they were testing their makeshift weapons.
Oh, good.
And so they are fighting with what they've got, and they're doing a good job. And they're mainly supported by most of the people in Hong Kong. Keep in mind, this whole thing started with marches of 1 million and 2 million people peacefully protesting in the streets in a city that only has 5 million people.
Hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that's a good percentage of the population, especially considering that, you know, your elderly and your young are not going to be participating.
Right. Yeah. And most of those people still are on the side of the protesters because they see what's coming from Beijing. Beijing, CCP, and people don't know what that is. That's Communist Party of China. Chinese Communist Party. They're the bad guys, and I know they're bad guys because I've seen these guys face to face, and I know that the brainwashing goes deep, and it's you can't really blame the people so much because they're brought up under this conditioning. They're it's like a dog that's been trained to fight, and I'm not saying that these are dogs, of course. I'm just saying that, you know, you get a training and you go with that. And a lot of these Chinese people are great people. I've met a lot of them, but they have been conditioned to believe that the CCP has their answers, and they actually think that CCP is China. But CCP is only 70 years old. China's thousands of years old. So these people have to get a focus.
CCP is Chinese Communist Party?
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear? Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, the 3D printing would definitely help out in this regard. Now, the biggest problem in China is they don't have the barrels and stuff to start from. And I have a 3D printer here, but I won't.
The barrels? How easy is it to manufacture the barrels? Because I thought
you print them.
No, you can't print the barrels.
No?
You have to have some steel components.
The Liberator is a one-shot device. I mean, just to be clear.
Liberator is a useless toy that was designed to just show that it could be done.
I wouldn't call it a useless toy. Do you know the story of the original Liberator, Gene?
Yeah, it'll only... Oh, sure, the one from World War II.
Yeah, and that was also a single-shot weapon.
And it was crap.
It was crap, but it was not useless. It was useful crap. The idea was creep up behind the Nazi, okay, cap him in the back of his head, and then take his rifle.
Yeah, right. So and you could use
the
it for
one
that.
Shot. That's what the Liberator is for. Fill the in the tyrant of your choice rather than a Nazi.
Yeah, it does have a tendency to blow up in your hand. I'd rather have
a risk of that.
The World War II Liberator was a little better. So, but the point I'm getting at is that with a 3D printer, you can print a lot of the basic components, like the receivers, and then you could fashion the other components out of other hardware and make yourself a weapon that will actually function reasonably well. Mm-hmm. So, a 3D printer and ammunition and stuff. Some people do have guns in Hong Kong, but it's only like security guards and jewelers. Very, very few people actually have a gun in Hong Kong. So they're fighting with what they've got. And if you watch that video, you'll see that they really have the spirit of freedom in their hearts. Mm. And I do hope that they can not get too badly massacred, but I'm afraid that that's what's going to happen.
I'll tell you what, I wish we could trade a college full of commies for those kids from Hong Kong. Just, hey, you American kids,
go there.
You spoiled brats, you want to live under communism, go live in Hong Kong, and we'll take their brave souls back here.
Gene, if you have
that
more to say, you can stand by if you want. I'm not sure if you have more to tell about your experience there. If so, you're welcome to. The toll-free number is 855-450 free. Mark, as one of our co-hosts, is back from Cuba, and he says that the people of Cuba are very freedom-oriented in his experience, having visited there for the last week. There's more coming up. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms. We're looking at the Hong Kong protests that are ongoing. Conflicts between various younger protesters and the Chinese government. They are now, as of earlier this week, apparently blockading themselves inside Chinese University of Hong Kong. Smoke, according to CNN, could be seen across parts of the new territories as protesters built massive bonfires from barricades and an abandoned car. The fierce confrontation continued well into the early hours as police kept threatening a clearance of the campus. Throughout Wednesday, protesters continued to fortify the campus, building massive barricades and stockpiling weapons, even constructing a makeshift catapult to fire bricks and petrol bombs at the police. As of late Wednesday evening, police have made no attempt to enter the campus, even as they cleared multiple other protest camps across the city with tear gas and baton charges. Late Wednesday, Hong Kong court rejected an application by students to block police from entering the campus without a warrant. Administrators also announced the early cancellation of classes, stopping the fall semester around 2 weeks early. Unrest is expected to continue throughout the week, and the campus will likely be the main focus as protesters arm themselves with unconventional weapons, including bows and arrows and javelins.
That's awesome.
Those are pretty conventional. They've been using those for a long time.
Attention in the city has largely been focused on the campus and dramatic pictures coming out of it. Overnight largely replaced those from earlier this week on the front pages of social media, including the shooting of a protester by a police officer and the setting on fire of a man following a dispute with protesters on Monday. In one of the densest cities in the world, the university is a world apart. Its sprawling campus sits in the hills of the city's new territories, accessed only by a handful of roads and one train station, which, combined with the fact that many students live on site, give it a self-contained, small-town-like feel. At a press conference Wednesday, police said they attempted to access the campus's main bridge on Tuesday in order to prevent protesters from throwing objects onto the highway to disrupt traffic. Students, however, regarded their police operation as an unwarranted encroachment and threat to academic freedom and reacted fiercely, circulating a message accusing the police of laying siege to the university. We bring back Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line here. You were in Hong Kong within just the last few weeks, Gene, and you weren't able to find the protests, but you said that right after you left, they once again started to become much more noticeable. But maybe that was because they were at this university and in places that you just didn't happen to be.
Well, it was November 5th, and it was the Million Mask March, and they did have a protest. But I had the old location, and I wasn't updated with the new location, so I walked around for 4 hours and couldn't find it. But what's happened now is that it's gotten worse, and as you can, like you were just saying there, but I would love to change students. Yeah, I think nobody's right on the money there. If we could get rid of some of our students and take some of their students, we'd be far better off here.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm concerned about the near future because I think that we're probably within days of the Communist Party marching in there and starting to wipe people out. And you just heard, I'm sure, recently that Henry Kissinger says that the world isn't compatible with the U.S. and China because we're both growing too big and getting too belligerent, and I tend to agree with him. He is he's nothing but a war criminal in my mind, but he is right on a lot of things. And I think that we could be looking at the beginning of World War III because once this Hong Kong thing blows up and the CCP starts murdering people, we currently have part of our fleet in the South China Sea. Who knows what that might run into, and if they get into a shooting war there, I would just hope to God that it doesn't go nuclear, because if it does, that's going to be, people whining about the planet being destroyed. Well, if we go nuclear, you don't have to whine about it anymore, because that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
Gene, I got a question for you. Do you know how or if they've got any means of financing a prolonged defense force, the protesters against the Chinese government?
I don't know where they're getting their resources, but I'm going to guess that they're getting their resources from the silent majority of Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that the silent majority, because lately another tactic that the Hong Kong government just came out with. Now, there's the Hong Kong government and there's the Beijing government, but the Hong Kong government is in the pocket of the Beijing government.
Right.
So the Hong Kong government just made an announcement that any person that's so much as arrested, not even convicted, but just arrested with the protesters, they're going to all be losing their jobs, in the banking industry and all that. So now they're trying to scare the middle class out of supporting the protesters by threatening their jobs. So that's one of their newest tactics. And that's a tactic that the Communist Party always uses, is they tend to ostracize people that are on the outside of their little...
Yeah, it's not that unlike the United States government in some respects, using various tactics. Like, we were just talking about today on our show that they're going to start stealing people's cars en masse. And,
Massachusetts.
Yeah, over unpaid taxes on vaping. But it's certainly not the first time the U.S. government has done those types of things. They suspend people's passports and driver's licenses now for unpaid child support and, various other things when they don't like a certain group.
But, of course, a socialist government where pretty much the only employer is the government has way more latitude there.
Yeah, potentially, but...
To take away your job.
It doesn't really... Hong Kong, though, the companies in Hong Kong are not social... They're not owned by the government, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true. They're but of course they're highly regulated by the government.
Well, there, hold
the
on, there are
can
some,
tell them who to fire.
There are some companies that are in Hong Kong but are Chinese companies, and some of them have been targeted apparently, according to the South China Morning Post, which is a Hong Kong-based newspaper owned by Alibaba Group. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a state. Run officially paper, but it's
Alibaba is
highly
not owned by the Chinese government.
That's the thing
owned?
With most Chinese companies, they are government corporations, aren't they?
A lot of them are
owned by the Chinese army.
I don't think you can even own more than. I don't think you can own more than 49% of a company in, or it might even be less than that in China. So you have to, or it has to be a partnership. So with the Chinese government,
right.
To operate in China.
That's my understanding as well. So they're pretty much the government, but they're not exactly the government.
That's mainly China, not Hong Kong. So I don't know about Hong Kong.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well,
the protesters have been targeting businesses that are pro CCP. So any business that comes out in support of CCP, that's a target of the protesters. When you see these buildings on fire and businesses being destroyed, they're not just willy-nilly destroying anything that they see. They're attacking specific targets.
Their version of the Tories.
Right, and they're trying not to hurt innocent people, but they're trying a whole lot harder not to hurt innocent people than the darn Hong Kong police.
Why would you target your own people, your own supporters? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the new the other thing is they have a new CS gas that they're using there, because we stopped sending CS gas to Hong Kong when this started, because we said we're not going to be part of gassing these protesters. And so what they've done to replace that is they're getting some kind of new CS gas out of mainland China, and nobody knows what's in that stuff, and people are getting very, very sick from that new gas they're using.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
And there's no testing on it, and they're not disclosing what's in it. So who knows? I mean, they could be sticking poison gas out there. I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, it's interesting. It violates, I think, various international treaties and laws and things on that.
Well, CCP has no respect for any kind of international laws.
I was not suggesting that they did.
I also have no respect for international laws.
Yeah, me either. I'm not saying I had any respect for international law. I don't. I'm just saying, though, it's interesting that they're so willy-nilly willing to violate international laws.
So, okay, we don't know exactly how much of a mouthpiece for the Chinese government the South China Morning Post is. They are claiming that the Chinese university protesters have retreated, that after occupying the campus for 4 days this week, they have retreated. They've left the campus and have left at least two rooms stacked high with water, food, medicine, spare clothes, petrol bombs. And so they apparently just they got out of there. That's the claim, at least in this.
Probably
media.
A good call. I mean, they need guns or the Chinese are going to completely slaughter them.
Thank you, Gene, for your call and thoughts on this. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And we'll continue this maybe tomorrow. Of course, we'll definitely be here. Whether we're talking about this or not is another question. You can take control of the airwaves any night here on Free Talk Live. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Stay tuned if you're on Twitch or DLive at dlive.lrn.fm in a half hour from now.
Acapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of a state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th. Visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.